This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The funeral of South Africa's anti-apartheid icon, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, has been set for January 1st, his foundation announced. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate and veteran of South Africa's struggle against apartheid died Sunday at the age of 90, the presidency said. The foundation said in a statement, quote, while arrangements for a week of mourning are still in their infancy, end quote, the period would lead to the Archbishop's funeral January 1st in Cape Town. Reaction continues. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tutu followed his spiritual calling to create a better, freer, and more equal world. Quote, his legacy transcends borders and will echo throughout the ages, end quote. Former President Barack Obama said, quote, Archbishop Desmond Tutu was a mentor, a friend, and a moral compass for me and so many others, end quote. In 1984, the South African cleric and activist won the Nobel Peace Prize for his nonviolent opposition to white minority rule. A decade later, he witnessed the end of that regime and chaired a Truth and Reconciliation Commission set up to unearth atrocities committed during those dark days. Holiday travel headaches and safety worries swelled Sunday with thousands of flights canceled, events scrapped, and new Omicron cases soaring as people wrap up Christmas celebrations bruised by a resurgent COVID pandemic. Some 7,900 flights have been grounded and tens of thousands more delayed from Friday through Sunday, one of the busiest travel periods of the year, with multiple airlines acknowledging that Omicron spikes have prompted staffing shortages. The highly transmissible Omicron strain has sent new cases skyrocketing across the globe, with countries reviving dreaded lockdowns. This is VOA News.